Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I don't have a big lesson for you guys, but I think it is a big lesson. What I want to talk about is being an encouragement to each other. Have you guys ever played a game where there's two teams? You like being on the winning team or the losing team? The
Winning.
winning team. Okay, so I'm going to talk about being on a team, but first let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your word and that you desire each one of us to learn of you and to follow you. Thank you for being our leader and our creator and making so that life can work for us as it works for you. Be with each one of these children, give them listening ears, and God, I pray that somehow they'd be able to understand my lesson, even though I'm not very good at sharing it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So, first off, I want us to think about who all is on our team. When you think about living life, who's on your team? God's on your team? Okay. God's somebody that He wants good for you, so he's on your team. Who else is on God's team? Us? How many of us? Eighty hundred? Is that everybody? Is everybody on God's team? God wants everybody on his team. So if we're on God's team, then we should want everybody on our team, right? Okay, so I have a verse here. I want to think about how we treat other people. So Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Has anyone eaten a honeycomb? No? Has anyone eaten honey? Okay, a honeycomb. Yeah, a honeycomb is a lot like honey. It has honey in it and it's very sweet. So it says that pleasant words are as a honeycomb. Have you ever had somebody say something pleasant to you? Can somebody give me an example of something that somebody said that was pleasant?
Good job.
Look at that. Chad said something pleasant. He's making me feel better already. Let's turn to another verse. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Paul is talking about the example that he was. He says, "I have showed you all things, how that so working, ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." So he's saying that he showed all of us a good example of how we should help people that are weak and how it's good to give to people. I want a volunteer to do a push-up. Who thinks that they can be a volunteer to do a push-up? Okay, let's do Joshua and Joshua and Cameron. So both of you guys come up here and do a push-up right beside each other. Actually, let's take turns. First off, I want you to do a push-up, and I'm going to talk about how encouragement is like lifting someone's heavy load. Okay? So go ahead and do a push-up. You're doing a great job, Joshua. Does that make it easier?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Cameron, I want you to do a push-up, and I want to talk about how insulting people is like a heavy load. Is that pretty easy?
No.
You're not doing a very good job. Look how slow you're going up. Okay. When we say things that are mean to people, it's like putting heavy weight on them. It's like helping them to fail. Have any of you ever failed at something? Micah, what's something that you've failed at? Work? Schoolwork? Okay. So if someone's failing at work and we tell them that they did a terrible job, what are we helping them to do?
Fail.
We're helping them to fail more. That's exactly what they don't need. What they need is more help. If we say something kind to them, it's like helping them up. Whoever had somebody say something kind to them when they were doing something really hard? I know sometimes when I'm working on a roof, Silas is like, whoa, I could never do that. And it makes me feel so good. It makes me feel more like I'm able to do it. Yeah. Now you have to be careful, because if people lift you up and you get too high, you can slide off the roof and hurt yourself. So that's my lesson for you this morning, is I want you guys to remember that all of us are on a team together. There's not anyone that we shouldn't want to be on our team. So we should be very careful what we say to people. And also to think about, because all the people that are on our team, we can look for good things to say about them and think about that it's going to help us be a winning team, because God wants us all to win together. Does that sound good? Who's our enemy?
Satan.
Satan? Yeah, Satan's our enemy. So we don't need to worry about saying bad things about Satan, because I can't think of any bad thing that we could say that wouldn't be true. But people, we want to pull away from Satan and pull towards God. And we can do that by giving them encouragement. Okay? Who has a song they want to sing? Joy to the World. That might be Father Abraham. Wow. From one end to the other. Okay. Let's do Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. Okay. Do you guys know Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam? I think that applies to the lesson. God wants to shine good things out of us into other people. Okay. Let's sing. Jesus wants me for us.
About this week, thinking about good things that we can say to other people, and all of that embarrassed.